Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrisand. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with all your friends, especially if they like to bet on the Super Bowl. Anthony Gallo, he's been on fire. I'm Tommy Chrisand. I've done well. Anthony, 9-3 in the playoffs against the spread. I'm 7-5 in the playoffs against the spread, trying to make you some money. We each have four picks. We got picks on the games. We got some total picks. We got some prop bets. Of course, there are hundreds of prop bets, but we've got some picked out for you where we think you can make some money on the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers kicking off at 5:30 Central Time from Las Vegas on Sunday evening. All right, we're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll be joined by Anthony Gallo. He'll have his picks. We'll tell you about the Ice House Tap Room and Gulf Shores and some special events they got coming up. Then I'll have my picks, and hopefully we can make you some money during the Super Bowl. Thank you for listening to Talking Sports with TK. Trey Blossman's got picks on another episode. He's been on fire, hitting 75% of his picks in the NFL playoffs. You can scroll around on Talking Sports with TK, available wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out. Share it with your friends. Hit the like button. Hit the favorite button. Download it. You know the drill. I'm Tommy Chrisand. Back with more. You are listening to Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. Again, I'm Tommy Chrisand, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. About to be joined by Anthony Gallo, who's down in Gulf Shores, Alabama. We've been on fire, especially Anthony, who's 9-3 in the NFL playoffs. Against the spread, I'm 7-5. That's pretty good, but not as good as Anthony. We're having some fun. We got some Super Bowl picks, some prop bets for you. Going to be a lot of fun on Super Bowl 58, Chiefs and 49ers from Las Vegas, kicking off at 5:30 Central Time. Anthony, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tommy, down here on the Redneck Riviera, and weather's finally gotten a little better than it was, and just doing good. And, you know, big game, football's come to an end. It seems like yesterday we were just starting picking the college and everything. We struggled a little bit with the college games, but we've really turned it around with the NFL. Last game coming up Sunday, huge game. We've got our picks, you know, and we had the props, and I just want to throw out there, you know, there's 100 million props, and the ones we picked from were total pass completions in the game was over and under 48, total quarterback sacks was over and under 5, total turnovers in the game was over and under 2.5, the largest lead by either team was over or under 14.5, and then the one that doesn't mean anything, how many times is they're going to show Taylor Swift during the broadcast, and that's over under 6. We don't know what each one of us has picked. We know we've got 4 picks each, and, you know, I'm ready when you are, buddy.
All right, that sounds good. Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. Keep in mind, next year the Super Bowl will be in New Orleans in the Superdome. It'll be the 11th time it was in New Orleans, my hometown, so we'll look forward to that. But you're right, we struggled a bit with the college picks, but we've been on fire in the NFL. And we want to get to these picks. After your picks, we'll tell folks about the Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, Alabama, which will obviously have the game on and a big to-do for Mardi Gras, which is next Tuesday. All right, Anthony Gallo, 3-0 last week, 9-3 in the playoffs here in 2024. We are ready for your NFL and Super Bowl picks.
Well, Tommy, for the Super Bowl, it's going to be a good one, I expect. And you got Kansas City and the 49ers. Two of the top 4 teams. It's the way it should be. Tommy, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs +2. I mean, they got the best defense. They got the best quarterback. They got the best player in the game. The defense for Kansas City, the secondary, is much better than the 49ers secondary. The 49ers do have a good front four on the defensive line, and they've got Debo and they got McCaffrey. But their quarterback is not as good as Kansas City's quarterback. And there's only been 2 quarterbacks that were first-year starters to make the Super Bowl that have won the Super Bowl, and that's Mahomes and Brady. I just don't see Purdy pulling this out. I mean, he's got a lot of weapons over there on that side. On the other hand, you know, Purdy has not been in a NFL playoff game outside, including last year when he got hurt, outside of the confines of San Francisco. And here you've got Mahomes, who went on the road in inclement weather and beat the Bills, went on the road in even worse weather in Baltimore and just throttled Baltimore. I just got to go with the best player. The best quarterback usually wins, and the Kansas City Chiefs have the best quarterback. I'm taking Kansas City plus the two. My second pick, and I've thought about this a lot. This is a high number. The total in this game is 47.5. San Francisco and Detroit played. They gave up the total in that game was 65 at the end of the game. When they played Green Bay, it was 45. That's close to the total. Then Kansas City, they played the Bills. The total in that game was 51. Of course, we know they throttled Baltimore. Baltimore just didn't have it that day. They threw 82% of the time, didn't try to run the ball. They fumbled on the goal line. A lot of stuff happened in that game. So I'm going to take the shot at the over in this game, Tommy. I think, like I said, the bounce number here is 21. I think both teams get to 21. And I think it's going to be a close one from there. And, you know, when you get to 21, you're not far from covering. So I'm going to take over 47.5. In the prop bets, we just went through them, Tommy. I'm going to take under 5 sacks. I think you're going to have a lot of RPOs in this game and a lot of quick passes. I don't see a lot of explosive plays over 20 yards from the quarterback position throwing the ball. I think it's going to be a quick release game, and I think it's going to be a lot of running in this game. I don't think San Francisco is going to just change their method of operation here, which is to run the football. So I'm taking under 5 sacks, and then I'm going to take under 14.5, the largest lead in the game. I think that's a big number. I don't see either one of these teams getting out 14 over the other one. I'm going to take under 14.5, the largest lead. So my picks, Kansas City plus 2, over 47.5, under 5 sacks, and under 14.5, largest lead.
All right, there's Anthony's 4 picks, and again, he's been on fire. We hope he stays that way. Before we get to my picks, if you're down in the Gulf Shores, Alabama, or Orange Beach area, you got to check out the Ice House Tap Room Gulf Shores. Find them on Facebook. You'll have all the address and the info. But Anthony, a couple of big things coming up at the Ice House Tap Room Gulf Shores. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Tommy, we got Super Bowl Sunday coming up. And, you know, we got a lot of snowbirds here. And there's a lot of Kansas City people here. We expect to have a full house, a lot of fun. We watched all the playoff games there. It's just going to be a terrific atmosphere. Not only that, we're doing an enormous amount of work and upgrades to the club. The downstairs area, the grass is now cobblestone. And Tuesday, for Fat Tuesday, we've got live music outside. We've already got the stage. We've got live music outside from 2 to 6, and then we've got acoustic inside from 6 to 9. So we've got a lot of stuff going on. We've been very fortunate. And then, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming, and we've got we're in the pub crawl, the Papa Rocco's pub crawl. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We're getting the word out. A lot of people coming every day. So we're real happy with everything. So if you're coming from Louisiana, you're listening to this podcast, come by and visit us. We really would appreciate it.
All right, that sounds good. All right, time to get to my picks. I did go 2-1 last week, and I'm 7-5 in the playoffs, which is 58%, which pales in comparison to you. And, of course, Trey Blossman, who his pick will drop on Talking Sports with TK later today. He's also hitting 75% of his picks. He went 5-1 last week. He likes to do teasers, all that kind of stuff. For you folks that like to do that, you don't want to miss the podcast with Trey. Coming out as a part of Talking Sports with TK later today. All right, here's my picks. I'm like Anthony. I like the Chiefs plus 2. I think they're the better team. They have Patrick Mahomes. They play really good defense, and they're going to try to run the ball. Pacheco is a really good, aggressive running back. I like the Chiefs plus 2, A, because I think they're the best team, B, they have the best defense, and they have Patrick Mahomes. When this matchup was first determined, my initial thought, the first thing I thought was, wow, this has got to be the Chiefs. And I thought the Chiefs would be favored in the game. Little did I know, they're not the favorite. So I'm happy to take the Chiefs plus 2. My second pick, a team total. I'm going Chiefs over 23.5. I just think they're going to find a way to score 24 points, be it special teams, defense. you know, create a couple of short fields for the offense. And, you know, Mahomes, the Ravens, very good, kept them under 23 and have kept them to 17. But the Bills at home couldn't do it. So I like the Chiefs team total over 23.5. My two prop bets, I like total pass completions under 48. I think there's going to be a lot of running in this game. You said that earlier, Anthony. I think the 49ers like to run the football, and if they can get it moving down the field, they'll keep running it. The Chiefs will run the ball to make Mahomes more effective. So total pass completions, I'm going under 48. And then I have a similar pick with you. I'm going under 14.5 to be the largest lead in the game by either team. I don't think this is a blowout game. I don't think anybody runs away with it. Could somebody get up by 14? Yeah, I don't think they'll get up by more than that because both teams are explosive. They can score from anywhere on the field, especially 49ers. So I like the largest lead under 14.5. So I'm going Chiefs plus 2, Chiefs team total over 23.5. Total pass completions under 48, and the largest lead in the ball game under 14.5. Well, Anthony, our picks are in. Let's hope we stay hot. We certainly appreciate everybody listening. So back in August, we had all the college football picks, and we roll it always into the NFL around Christmas time, and we're all about it, and we appreciate the folks that have actually listened to us for many, many, many years, going back to the old-fashioned days of radio and the Cadillac Cafe and all my radio shows and whatnot. And here we are in the modern podcast world. So we appreciate that from everyone out there. All right, Anthony, you have a wonderful weekend. I know you have a busy weekend. Enjoy Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we hope to see folks at the Ice House Chat Room in Gulf Shores when you're anywhere near.
Okay, Tommy, you know, this is our last podcast of the year, and we redeemed ourselves well in the NFL. Let's just hope it holds up this one last weekend. And, you know, always looking forward to football and see you soon.
All right. Good luck to everyone.